Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, here we go. Check it out. Uh-oh.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks. Well, it looks like we got a little audience tonight, a tiny little audience. So my one viewer, please share this, because we're going to have an interesting show tonight. I'm hoping that the guest actually calls in tonight, but it's okay if the guest doesn't call in. I'm a blabbermouth, and I'll talk. I'm good at talking. We know I'm a blabbermouth. Everybody who listens to the show knows that I can cover an hour pretty quick. It's not so hard to get through an hour. It used to be a pain in the ass for me to get through a half hour, but now we're battling through an hour easily without batting an eye. And folks, I want to make sure that you head on out to libertyrush.com today. You want to get over there, www.libertyrush.com, and also DaveRayUSA.com. Get out there today. If you're there in the live feed, I want to say hello and thank you and welcome. And please be sure to share this and invite all your friends real fast. And I'll wait for our guest to call in. You may have seen her video. I may see if I can't play it. I think I saved it on the Facebook. I'm going to go there now real quick and see if we can't get it. And I'll play it. You can hear her video, what she said. I think she's on the line right now. I'll get that playing, and then we will pick up the line. Let's get it going here. Saved. I saved it here. And, of course, this one again. Let's see.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, so I'm going to get this video queued up. It's a really good video. I seen it. I was like, this is awesome. She's running a tight schedule, so I want to get to the video as quick as I can, but as of course, I didn't think of it till the last second, and I'm not set up to bang out the live video. But if you're there in the live feed, please go ahead and share it all around. Tell all your friends and family where we're at and what we're doing. And I'm going to do something here real fast. I'm going to let this go for a second because I want to screen the call. This is Dave Bray, Freedom Rings, just a
for every soul from every war across the seas or on our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins of every dog and every song, the price was paid for everyone. So remember him, cherish his name, your freedom rings. His final breath, our flag still.
This is Lauren's video that she recorded just recently under an overpass.
Here's a locked pass. Your temperatures are below freezing and ignite these fallen to the negative. I just had to come out and show you folks exactly why America does not have room for this caravan. Sitting behind me now are hundreds of American citizens, mothers, children, and veterans that fought for this country that are sleeping in this harsh condition. Democrats, it's time for you to get your priorities straight. This has been an ongoing problem since before President Trump. Until every American is off the street, we do not have room for the caravan. This is America first.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've been saying that forever. I want to welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, a good friend now of Patriot Nation Radio, Lauren Gray. Welcome to the show. What a great video. 11 million views. Holy crow. Did you expect it to get 11 million views, Lauren?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a little hard to hear, but it's all true. It's facts, and it's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of the Democrats out there. And, you know, but it's a big problem that we're having. And it's hard for me, it's mind-boggling to think, how can somebody from our country go and fight in a war and risk their lives and then the next day be laying on the streets, and the Democrats want to fund housing programs and food programs for these illegal aliens that are out there on the border stoning our police officers and assaulting our citizens. It's just insane.
Right. I don't know if you've ever heard of my show before, but last week, oh no, actually Monday, I had Paloma for Trump on the show, and I had Steve Ronnebeck. Steve Ronnebeck's son was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and he's fighting this caravan. He does not want these people here. And Paloma was there, and she put on an immigrant, or a migrant, I should say, from Honduras. I spoke to a migrant live on the Patriot Nation radio show, and I told him straight up.
Oh, really?
I said, listen, I have compassion. I have a heart, and I'm so sorry. I feel bad for you folks, but I didn't ask you to come, mm-hmm. and I didn't create this mess, and you have to go home. That's what I told him.
That's exactly
straight
right,
up.
Too. It's not that I don't have compassion for these people. It's not that we don't care. It's that we
right.
didn't get ourselves into this mess, and they knew what they were getting into when they did it, you know?
Well, the gentleman I spoke to felt that he was lied to. It's not what he signed up for, and they just wanted to go home, and they were stranded now in Tijuana because the folks that paid for them to get to Tijuana have split. They left town. They're gone. And so now you got all these people
yeah.
sitting there like, now we want to go home, and we're stuck here. Who's going to pay for us to go? You got us up here. Now you got to get us back. And you got thousands of people going, holy crap, we were lied to. This is not what we wanted to do. Then you got a couple thousand people that really just want to cause trouble. It's pretty sad.
Right.
And why do you think the Democrats won't listen? Do you think that they're really that desperate for votes, or they just really hate America? What do you think is their agenda behind wanting this caravan? Are they New World, One World Government people without borders? What's their story? I don't get it.
You know, even if there is a majority that want to turn around and they want to go back now, it's the law that you can't just invade another country like that. So whether they were lied to or not, they did know that they were invading, and it's against U.S. law to just cross our borders without permission. And those few thousand people
right.
that are doing things like stoning the police officers and
yep.
and burning the American flag, they create a bad name for the whole caravan because people see what
right.
they're doing on television and they think, you know, this is what they're doing. We can't allow them into the country. But Democrats, they need those votes. You know, we have 2020 coming up, and
yeah.
they're willing to do anything and everything they can to get them, and it's just sickening, even if it means
well,
risking the lives of American citizens.
Well, Patriot Nation Radio and the Walk Away campaign, along with Stop the Steal and Overpasses for America, are going to start having events nationwide. Of course, now it's wintertime. They're not going to be doing outdoor events in the winter. But as the summer and the spring and summer come along, we will be campaigning across overpasses in this country for the 2020 elections and to bring awareness to all the issues. You know, I don't know if you ever went out to an overpass rally. I've stood out on overpasses, had people pull up. What are you guys doing? And then you tell them and they go park the car and they join you. And because they don't realize, a lot of people are asleep and don't realize what's going on. A lot of people don't watch the news. They go home and watch the Kardashians and they
right.
you know, they put on a Disney, they sit down with the kids and they watch a Disney movie and then they go to bed. And a lot of people aren't even watching the news. They have no idea. I bet you there's 50% of this nation has no idea there's 10,000 people at the border right now. You know, I bet you they don't have no clue.
And even the ones that watch the news, a lot of times they go home and they turn on CNN, and what they're watching is not an accurate description of what's really happening. So it's sheltered,
right.
fake news.
You know, and it was really funny. See, Donald Trump, you know, he sent some soldiers and stuff down to the border, and these guys are throwing bottles and bricks and you know, chunks of concrete and whatnot at the Border Patrol. So they, and then they rushed through a hole in the fence. And they started shooting rubber bullets and tear gas at them. And they're going, look what your government's doing to me. I'm thinking to myself, my government's not. You did it to yourself. You're coming 2,000 miles waving the flag of another country. You know
mm-hmm.
what your intentions are when you're carrying the flag of another country to bum rush their border. In any other time in history, when a large number of people carrying the flag of another country bum rush into the country, it's an act of war. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. The rubber bullets and the tear gas aren't used to kill people. You know, that's what was used kind of as a warning that they need to step back. And a lot more forceful weapons could have been used in that situation, but we chose not to.
And folks are still believing the narrative that the children are being separated from their families. I want to make clear that 80% of the children that are coming across the border or coming with this caravan are not with their family members. They are being used as a tool to get up here to pry sympathy from the souls of the people and make them feel bad. 80% of those kids are not families. And the reason that they separate these people at the border is to make sure that these kids are with the proper people. And they're not kidnapped children in a child trafficking ring. So they need to take these kids away from the parents to make sure that those are the parents and that these kids are safe. That's the problem. They're not thinking about the safety, the security, the well-being of these people. They're thinking of only trying to create hysteria, get people in a mad panic against the president. Meanwhile, President Obama used tear gas 80 times. I guess his tear gas was the compassionate kind of tear gas that felt bad for them as it was blinding them. And Donald Trump's is the evil tear gas that just attacks them without any, bias. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's only bad when it comes from President Trump. I mean, President Trump could stand there and quote immigration quotes said from Obama in 2005, which he said something along the lines that we need strict vetting and processes, and we can't let people into this country that we don't know. President Obama says it's fine. If it's said by President Trump, automatically he's a bad guy, what a terrible man, we can't trust him, so on and so forth. But I don't think they really have a problem with what President Trump is saying. I think they just have a problem that it's coming from President Trump.
Right. Yep. And it's pretty scary. The double standard in this country is pretty scary. And I know you're on a short time frame here, Lauren. So if people want to watch your videos or get in contact with you and follow your great reporting, like this video that we played a clip of, how can people get in touch with you and link up and like your pages and stuff like that? How do they find you?
I'm on all three social media networks. I have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you just type in my username, Gray Lauren, GrayLauryn, and you can find me there.
All righty. I found you on Facebook, and I want to thank you for your time and coming on the show tonight. I think what you did there was a very important video, and I'm glad 11 million views. That is amazing.
It is. We struck a nerve. So.
And then maybe now people will go – and maybe folks will head over to our pages now and watch it again and share it with their friends so now we can get 22 million people to see it.
There you go.
You know? And it's really not about the numbers. It's about the message, folks. We love high numbers. We love you to watch our videos and support us and come see us. But you know what? If you watch one video and never watch another one, this is an important one to watch. So head on over to Gray Lauren on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Gray, and that's L-A-U-R-Y-N, Gray Lauren at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and see this video. I'll have it posted again on our page right after this show is over tonight. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I hope you become a fan and tune in from time to time. And if you want to add something, come on again. Just private message me and we'll do a show. I'm always open.
All right. I definitely will. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. There you go, folks. Lauren Gray. What a great video. I'll play the clip again here in a few minutes so you can hear what she said. It's really good. Thank you again. Good night. Well, that was fun, huh? Check it out. I'm going to play that video one more time. I'm going to crank up the volume a little bit better so we can hear it. She did this video. She's under an overpass, and it's really cold. She's all bundled up in a coat. You know what? Maybe I'll go like this. Maybe we can go like this. Here, hold on. Turn this back on. Maybe I'll put, you can watch the video. I'll put the camera on it. Let's see if it works. Ready? Here we go. Let's switch the camera. Switch the camera. There we go. All right, there's Lauren. Amen. How awesome is that?
We'll never come.
That's incredibly cool. I'm definitely digging that. God bless her. I'm glad she did that. That is a very important video, and I need folks to share. That'll be back on my page. I'm going to share it over to my page right now, the Patriot Nation Radio Network page, and you want to check it out. Get it, share it, let all your friends and family see it. It's a good one. It's important. And she's a good-looking girl, too, so. God bless her. Doing great stuff. Young, you know, it's good to see the young folks saying stuff like that. It's incredible. He's watching. Rusty, if you got the number, why don't you call in and tell us what was shaking down at the farm today? I heard the sirens and the Border Patrol's racing around on the farm down there in Brownsville area, Texas. If you need the number, Rusty, let's see if we can do this for you. I would love to talk to you. It's been a while. I miss you, Rusty. I hope you're doing okay and doing okay.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Well, there you have it, folks. So, Rusty, if you can tune in and call in, that'd be great. If you got a pen, get a pen and a piece of paper, and I'll give you that number again in 2 seconds, Rusty. But, folks, as you know, there's a big controversy going on right now with all these Christmas songs. Oh, golly gee willikers, huh? So what do you know? We love Christmas here at Patriot Nation Radio. We are definitely a Christian-based radio station. We love Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. We pray on the show regularly. We play religious songs from time to time on our show. We play, Tamisha Pruitt. And she does her broadcast on Saturday nights. I believe it's 9:30 Central Time on Facebook Live. Tamisha Pruitt, she's worshiping the Lord, singing and playing. We play her songs. We play Zach Williams. We play others, and we like to play it. So we're going to play some Christmas music, right? And the one that's big right now, I'm going to play it live. It's a really good one. And then, of course, I'm stealing the audio from YouTube, so there'll be a commercial, I'm sure. Here you go. Ready? This is a good song. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah to my friends that celebrate Hanukkah.
This is Dr. Gunther Zumbach.
Gunther.
Did he solve Carmichael's toasted conjecture?
Who cares? Here we go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Dr. Gunther.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening has
been over at you, dropping
off.
I'll hold you, my hands, they're just like ice.
Mother, it's dark, too.
Beautiful, white. wants to. Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't. Put some records on my board. Baby, it's bad out there. No chance to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in too? What's the sense of her? My cross. Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
As you can tell, the song is just ridiculously horrible. Evil. Ugh, baby, it's cold outside. Come on in. Have a drink. Get warm. Sit by the fire. Let me put my arm around you and give you a hug. Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome is
how lucky that you
try.
Look out the window at the storm. Gosh, your lips look
great.
Waves upon the tropical shore. Gosh, your lips are delicious. Never such a visit before. Baby, you'd freeze out there. It's up to your knees out there.
Really,
I thrill when you touch my hair. How can you do this thing to me?
Talk to
my life long sore. If you got pneumonia and
die,
get over that old now. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, golly, that song's so damn evil. I totally understand why it should be banned, why radio stations aren't playing it across this station, because the guy wants the girl to stay inside because it's freezing outside. How dare he offer her something nice to drink and sit by the fire when it's freezing out? Snow up to her knees. I mean, come on. You know, radio stations across the country are banning that song. We'll play it again at the end of the show. Right before we fade out with the Star Spangled Banner. Come on, that's pretty funny, folks. They're banning these songs. Really? Now you hear that they're telling the kids now that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a horrible story and you can't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Why? Because of the bullying. They failed to mention that wonderful Rudolph overcomes bullying and becomes a star, a hero, and saves Christmas. Oops, they forgot that part. Those bullies! They forget the part where the bullies realize the error of their ways and accept the oddball with the red nose. They failed to mention that part about that. You know, I mean, come on. It's Christmas, folks. We love Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time to be with friends and family. This is a beautiful song.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny join in any reindeer
like Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you drive my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved it as they shot it out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Like George Washington.
Offensive song I ever heard. It's a song about some guy who got teased and mocked and became strong and overcame the teasing and the mocking to become a star and a hero. Those bullies. You know, come on, folks. What are these times that we're living in? We got substitute teachers telling a class of five-year-olds, Santa's not real. Santa's mom and dad. Daddy Claus and Mommy Claus come in the middle of the night like the Tooth Fairy. And they're the Tooth Fairy. And they're the Easter Bunny. They don't exist. It's all malarkey. Well, that teacher lost a job, thank goodness. You know? What's happened now with the education system really is horrific. Where they feel like they need to tell the kids about their political opinions and their ideas, and they think they got to raise our kids. School's not there to raise our children. Schools are there to teach our children. We are here to raise our children, but you get a social security number for that kid and you sign that birth certificate, you had just become a guardian, as the child is a ward of the state until they're 18. And that gives these people the right to just come along and violate their life, your life. You did it. You signed it. We all did it. We were a ward of the state. So until you're 18, the schools, I guess these people think they got you. And they do. You sign that birth certificate and you get the social security number. The kid is a ward of the state until they're 18. That's the real deal, folks. I want to say hello to Jim Garrow. Welcome to the show, Jim Garrow. I wish you would come on the show one time and tell us of your adventures and your TV commercials and all the fun things that you're doing. And all the patriotic. The guy's a fine patriot, folks. Search Jim Garrow on Facebook pages. Find him. He's a great writer, writes some great articles, writes some great stuff, and always has great things to say. And he makes an excellent Santa Claus in a commercial I saw. Excellent. Jim Garrow, folks, search him out. He's a good man. He's working hard, patriotic American. God bless him. So, you know, you got these teachers doing this crazy, but we got a caravan down there. Now, folks, my last show was extremely important as I spoke to a migrant in the Honduran caravan stuck. Paloma for Trump was there and interpreted for us. It was really excellent. Because I actually told the gentleman that, hey, much as I feel bad for your situation, we have veterans on the street. We have children that are cold and hungry and on the street. And I can't help you till we help them. And I would even love to donate money to you, but guess what? I got to donate to American charities like maybe Salvation Army or Toys for Tots or, you know, a great veterans cause, because I, you know, Preston C. Sharp and the Flag and Flower Challenge, there's one, folks. Seek out Preston and donate $10 to his Flag and Flower Challenge and help him honor veterans in their final resting places across this country. He's doing a great thing. He was at the State of the Union sitting with Melania Trump back, you know, a while back. Preston Sharp and the Flag and Flower Challenge. It's a wonderful thing. We got to donate to things in this country that help America. And once all our problems are solved, which they never will be, we'll open up the borders. Come on in. Yay. No, it will never happen like that. You really, 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 really got to follow the process. That's what I told her. I said, listen, you know, we want you guys to come here, but not this way. This ain't the way to come here. You don't come here kicking in the door. Say someone comes and kicks in your front door in the middle of the night and says, here I am, I'm asleep on the couch. What are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh, come on in. I'll fix the door tomorrow. No problem. Here's the couch. The fridge is right there. Dig in. No problem. Come on, man. No problem. Do you speak English? No, I'll bling blaze. Oh, great. The bathroom's over there. Have fun. You know? Oh, man. So, you know, there's other songs that they're deeming right now to be offensive. And it's pretty silly. And I just can't get on board with this. I hit the wrong button. Hit the wrong button. There we go. Now, my son's school, they came and they told him, you know, one was the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's bigots and bullies and all this stuff and then teasing and the little guy and making fun of him. And he takes off and he winds up in a land of misfit toys and all this stuff and overcomes the bullies, becomes a hero. Well, they tell him that they can't, you know, off limits. They also said you can't say snowman. It's snow person. And that to me is just unbelievably ridiculous because you know what? We all grew up. We all grew up with this. And you know this one.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pie and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Look at Frosty go. Over the hills and snows. Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Look at Frosty go.
That's right. See? Once again, so offensive. And for my next, wait till you hear the next, when we get to the next song. This, unbelievable. Where I live, it's Merry Christmas. Everywhere else, it's Happy Holidays. I don't get it. On December 25th, how many other holidays are there? It's not Happy Holidays, it's Merry Christmas. It's a day. We're celebrating Christmas. Thanksgiving is a month before Christmas. It don't count as holidays. If it was Thanksgiving on the 23rd, Christmas Eve, Christmas, and then New Year's Eve, 5 days in a row, New Year's Day, all at the same time, then I would say we're celebrating holidays. But we're not. Thanksgiving is a month before. New Year's is a week and a half after, or so, a week after, 6 days later. A week later is New Year's Day. It's not holidays. No, I'm not in California. I'm in Sunshine State. Thanks for asking, John. Yes, Paloma's doing great stuff. Respect to Paloma. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed, Dennis and John and Jim and Jim and Linda and Toya and Russ. Russ was watching. What's going on, Russ? I hope you're still there. We're having some fun tonight. We're talking about all this crap. But he's telling my kid he can't say, saying Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he can't say that a snowman's a snowman. It's a snow person. So he's starting with this crap. He's in second grade. Second grade. Ugh. Second grade. Snow person. It's not a snowman. It's got a corn cob pipe. He's wearing a hat. You know, he's got a man's voice. It's not a snow person. Frosty is a snowman. It's not a snow it or a snow something. Denise is watching. What's up, Denise? Folks, Denise and I have a long history. We did some great radio shows. Really would like to maybe get another radio show with Denise. She does good work. She's very informative and a true patriot. One day she'll come back on the show. You know, these disasters happen, and you have these natural disasters. Some folks rise to the top. Denise, one of them folks, works really hard during rescue times for the people. I don't know how many of you watch the show, if you're a regular watcher, but we do a lot of stuff when these disasters happen, when we help Patriot Express and other groups like the Cajun Navy link up with logistical locations, warehouses, truckers, et cetera, to keep the supplies rolling in a disaster. A lot of these guys, they'll come back from wherever they are with supplies. They go on a run, they come back, they bring a whole pile of supplies. It's really promising stuff. And Denise is one of those folks, works real hard. She was up there affected in the Carolinas this year when the hurricanes hit up there. It's pretty crazy. Some of these places that are getting slammed with these hurricanes in the border of North and South Carolina, they would have just blasted them. Of course, you remember we had some folks there in the hurricane zones calling the show. We try to do that. We try to get live reports right from these disasters as they're occurring as much as possible. Like, you know, we had Paloma there in Tijuana. That's a disaster what's happening down there. These poor folks, you know, they were lied to. This gentleman told me, I said, what on earth? This is a gentleman, he's a Honduran migrant stuck in Tijuana. What on earth would make you decide to grab a backpack and trek 2,000 miles? We saw it on, he said, this is quoting, they were advertising it on TV. Safety in numbers. Come one, come all, basically. So they grab the bag, safety in numbers. Say this and you're in. Free ride. American dream. Do you blame anybody who got that message is living in the conditions that some of these folks live in, going, the American dream? My God, I would love that. I would love the American dream. The American dream is... And then you throw in a couple thousand rabble rousers, troublemakers in the crowd, and they're throwing stones and bricks and bottles and cursing and flipping off and burning flags and causing trouble. And they tarnish the image of the whole caravan, piss off 90% of America, and now we don't want none of you unless you come here legally. I'm all for legal immigration, okay? Some folks, oh, blah, 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 your ancestors came here, they did this, they did that. Well, guess what? These folks want to. Dude, they can do it the right way. They can arm themselves and come and take back the country or make an attempt at it that way. If they so feel so strongly about it, arm up and come take your country back. Spoils of war are spoils of war, whether we like it or not. That's the way it is. And the United States of America basically is the spoils of war, as horrifying as it may be. But that's how it is. Almost all countries are spoils of some war. Somebody won a war and got the land. Somebody lost a war and they split the land. That's what happens. Come take it. Do you know why no one has ever done that? And everybody that watches my live feeds and listens to my show knows exactly why. Because we have the Second Amendment. People don't attack because they know there'll be someone with a gun waiting behind every blade of grass. Remember, folks? With a gun. You come to a country where there's 200 million people with guns, and you got an army of, 100,000. It's a great article on my page about the Second Amendment, muskets versus AR-15s. Do we need weapons of war in the streets? Yes. No standing armies in time of peace in the continent. It's what the idea was. And the standing army that we had was the citizen militia, the regulated citizen militia, who would be able to possess enough arms to defend tyranny or an invasion. And, of course, to defend yourself from the evil ways of the world. Folks, you listen to my show, you know this stuff. I'm preaching to the choir here, Preaching to the choir. And the choir don't want to hear it no more. They're done. They heard enough. It's time to act. So folks are acting. And what I'm very glad of is I expected mass violence. People, incensed, angry Americans going down there in vigilante mindset, ready to set it off. Didn't happen. Because the conservative-minded people and our militia brothers and sisters are not radical, out-of-control maniacs like Antifa or the Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter kind of settled down. They made their point. I had the young lady from Black Lives Matter come on the show, and she was very respectful, very kind, and very nice, and she was very hurt by something that happened to her husband that pushed her into this. I think she realized the error of ways of being in Black Lives Matter and is now not part of Black Lives Matter. I don't see her around too much anymore, and she's quiet. She's upset that her husband's dead. I would be upset if the police killed my wife. There's insinuating circumstances in the case, and it's a shame. Basically, he ran. Freeze. I gotta go. And they shot him. In the back. Shoot someone in the back, that's pretty horrible. That's a coward to me. I don't. She realized the error of ways, and she's not on the streets roaming around with Black Lives Matter anymore. She come on the show, and we pointed out to her. I said, Angelique, you guys in the hood are getting gunned down by the police. Yeah. And us honkies out of the hood are getting gunned down by the FBI. And I had Shalise Finnicum on the show to talk about her dad. And tell her exactly what happened. How we're targets of the FBI and the upper law enforcement agencies because they think we're some kind of crazed maniacs. We don't hate our country. Patriots don't hate government. They hate corrupt government. And they love their country. We love the Constitution. We love our flag. We love what the forefathers gave to us, and we want to protect it. That simple. And therefore, against the leftists, that makes us the enemy. I'm not no enemy. If you are respectful and kind and say, pardon me, excuse me, hello, let me get that for you, whatever, and are respectful and carry yourself with some dignity, work hard and contribute. God bless you. As long as you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. That's it. I don't care what you do in life. Could care what you what your preferences are. As long as you're respectful and kind to me, I don't care what happens when you go home and close your doors at night. Because the final judgment is not in my hands. And I'm going to continue to treat people who have different lives and lifestyles respectfully. Because I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. So I don't care if you're Muslim or if you're gay or whatever the case may be. You're not my enemy. As long as you show me respect and kindness and treat me the way you want to be treated. I want to be treated nicely, so I treat people nicely. I'm helpful. My neighbor, I need a ride to Walmart. My niece is in here. She's got the car. Sure, let's go. Guy never said two bad words to me in my life. Why would I say no? So I brought him to Walmart. Hate Walmart, but that's where he was going. I brought him, you know? So, but I'm talking about the Black Lives Matter and everything. And people are starting to scream about these Christmas songs. And there was a song written by Bing Crosby in 1942. One of the greatest Christmas classics that you'll ever see. Oh, we got a caller. We got someone's calling in. Hold on. Let's see what we got here. I'm going to do this real fast, folks. I like to do this. I like to get people to come on the show and chit-chat. So I'm going to put on a quick tune and screen this call. We won't listen to the whole song. We'll just listen to a part of it. And we'll move on from there. Let's see. Let's do some screaming rock and roll there. Get ready, folks. That's Iced Earth Declaration Day, folks. We got a guy on the line. He's got a pretty good question he's going to ask. So let's bring him in here real quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
The abandoned homes. That's in case the man who is where the ghost is. Ghosts, we call them in our language, jog. So if you are getting jog, you don't leave any place. You go. So let me now try this and see how it works. For sweeping, you know that grass, which they tie and they use for sweeping. That is Panicam. There are two types.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brachyria. Excellent.
Brachyria is what is called a chifta in Uganda. A chifta. A shuwe. You know, this very nice grass which goes on the soil. The one with the, I don't know what they call it.
Those are basically the good ones for our cattle here, which are indigenous.
And how about hyperemia, Rufa? Is it so bad?
Well, it's okay, but in some areas.
I'm not shaking now. Look at this guy. This is a cold call. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't usually do this. Usually I like to screen the calls. Hey, what's happening? You're in the 917 area code. This is Mark Hoffman, host of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. They got the show on in the background. Please tell us about that.
You got all the abandoned homes. That's in case the home you don't go to is where the ghost is. Ghosts, we call them in our language, they jog. So if you are getting jog, you don't leave any place. So let me now try this and see how it works.
I don't know what the hell he's talking to. Sounds kind of like, I don't know what. But they're calling on two lines. This is it. Look, this is the same line. Oh, no, he hung up again. They're calling on two lines. It's the same call. It's same stuff in the background. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know who exactly that was. It sounded like he's talking to a Russian or something in the background. You're not colluding with the Russians, are you? But, yeah, I'm hearing all kinds of things. This guy, John Solomon, put out a devastating report that there's a new email chain in this bullcrap Russia investigation. And pretty soon these folks are going to get hit. They're talking about investigating Trump once the new Congress takes off and he's holding on to all the ammo to throw them all under the bus when they start trying to mess with him in the lame duck session 2 years before the election. It's going to be a rock and roll time in America, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, back to this. All right, ready? Please don't be offended, ladies and gentlemen. Bing Crosby. What a great song. Written in 1942. While the greatest generation was fighting a war, Bing Crosby was writing classic Christmas music for all of us. Here you go. This is the original recording, ladies and gentlemen, from 1942.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Sleigh bells in the snow? My, that's horrifying.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Can you believe it? Listen, and children listen. How dare they? That is unbelievable. Can you believe that? Shocking. Someone might want to see snow on Christmas to help Santa lay his sleigh. All those snowflakes are going to melt. They're going to melt. That may be the problem. If they have a white Christmas, the snowflakes will melt. When it, I don't know. I don't know, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I had a good time. It was a blast. Lauren was awesome. She's doing great stuff. You want to head on over to Gray Lauren, spelled L-A-U-R-Y-N. Gray Lauren, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. She's doing great stuff, making cool videos. She's very politically motivated in the right direction, and she's young, and it's very inspiring to see folks so young standing up and making a statement in such a grand fashion. It got over 11 million hits, folks. It's on my page. I shared it back over through the page. Make sure you get on over there and check it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the schedule's bare. I'm working on a few things. I had a gentleman, he called me from, I got this thing all screwed again. I got to figure out how to, these are Facebook updates. Now the messenger's changed. I don't know what the heck's going on. I hope I can get on the messenger. No, that's Discover. I don't want to discover nobody. Where's the messenger? I hate when they do this stuff. His name's Terry. He is or was a candidate running for governor of South Dakota. And he's got a whole case laid out of corruption and backroom deals and a good old boys club running wild in South Dakota even. And it's crazy. His name is Terry LaFleur. You can look him up. He ran for governor. He plans on running for governor again. We'll be getting him on here real soon. And, of course, our good friend Reb Ryder, he wants to get on the show. We'll get him on the show here real soon. And I'm looking to find this gentleman, Eddie. Where's his story? Eddie, he's been railroaded. He's, right near retirement. And he's got an impeccable service record. He's been 8 tours on a battlefield, laying it all out there. He's a Navy SEAL, one of the top dogs, one of the best highly trained people in the nation. And they shafted him. So anyway, the show's ending here, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to do this here real quick. It's the Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray. Check me out Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here. That we got a show coming up. I'm not going to do a show. I forget the date right now. Let me check the calendar. My son's in a play at school, and I'm not missing that for a second. So here we go. That date is the 17th. So 17th will be. And if you're there in the Blog Talk Radio world, you can catch the rest of this on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. This is Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner.
One deserves light in the dark.
Right after this message. Join me, rise, and join me in the national anthem.
Thank you.
DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy today. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. It's out now. I'm sure Dave's working on some new stuff as we speak. And of course, we'll get Dave on here again real soon. Folks, tomorrow's Pearl Harbor Day. Remember, it's like 77 years ago now, I think. I believe so. 1941, right? So I think we're somewhere around 77 years, 76 years of Pearl Harbor. Tomorrow's the day, Pearl Harbor Day, folks. So remember, I spoke to my my neighbor here. He's 94 years old. His next birthday in January. And he was on a B-29er in World War II. God bless him. Till we meet again, folks, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. With a surprise guest, who knows who we'll get. Stay tuned. Thank you, Jim and Linda. Always a pleasure to entertain. I was a little silly tonight. I was having some fun with these offensive Christmas songs. You know, they're so horrifying. I want to tell you, you can't sing "Oh Christmas Tree" anymore. You know why you can't sing "Oh Christmas Tree" anymore? Because the poinsettias and the holly bushes are getting pissed off and they're offended because you're not singing about them. Mistletoe's not so mad because they saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe. So they got a mention at least. And maybe holly, deck the halls with bells of holly. They're not so mad. They got it there too, but they ain't singing about poinsettias. They're really upset. They're really on the outside, and they're pissed. They're going to be calling the ACLU anytime now, I'm sure of it. So with that, I want to say thank you and good night. It's been a pleasure. It's always my pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. And Merry Christmas.